Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood. But I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now, here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above. Oh, right from Ramona, California. Thank you so much. I do appreciate your faithfulness. Thank you for joining us. Wow, God is so awesome. Well, I have a hot topic today. It's not okay to be gay. So I know that some of you are listening, but try to hear me out. Please don't change that channel. You know, today we're supposed to be tolerant. Tolerant is the key word, tolerant. Tolerant same-sex marriage. Tolerant. There's no such thing as sin. Tolerant. How dare you judge me? Tolerant. You got to be able to accept him dressed like a woman. Tolerant. It's not a he. It's a she. It's not a she. It's a he. Tolerant. You know, we see our nation is turning little by little away from God's word. But I want you to know that a nation that turns away is in a very, very dangerous state with God. And I know this is not an easy topic, but it's a very important topic that needs to be brought up. Because right now in California and across the entire nation, Sunday after church, my dear friend, we said, well, let's go grab a bite to eat. And we went to go get a bite to eat, and it was just really sad. There was a young girl that met us at the door, and she's maybe a whole bunch of about, what, 17, 18 years old. And she's got the rainbow flag bandana on her head. She's got the rainbow button with her name. It's okay to be gay. And she had this thing here. And, I mean, she was making an announcement. She was bold. And making sure that everyone knew where she stood. Well, you know, the Bible tells you and I in 1 Timothy chapter 4, it says in verse 1, now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Can I tell you that that callousness, that hardness, where the seducing spirit that has taken over throughout the entire nation, and it's even gone around the globe. You see, Satan oversees this movement that most people can't understand. You see, he was cast out of heaven because of his pride. And we have to understand, Lucifer was cast right out of heaven, right on his rumpus because of pride. You know, God hates pride. We're watching as millions are being swept into Satan's forces. You know, pride is like poison. It doesn't kill all at once. It destroys the body little by little by little. You know, God was really angry at one point in Israel's time. And he said something really powerful to the prophet Isaiah. And the prophet Isaiah, he went and told them, oh my goodness, Isaiah was a powerful prophet. In Isaiah chapter 3, he says something really powerful. And he says here in, I'm going to start reading in Isaiah chapter 3, starting in verse 8. For Jerusalem stumbled and Judah has fallen, because their tongue and their doings are against the Lord, to provoke the eyes of his glory. The look upon their countenance witnesses against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They do not hide it. Woe to their soul, for they have brought evil upon themselves. That was Isaiah. That was hundreds of years before Jesus. Do you really think that this is new? Can I tell you that when a nation falls to the corruption of sin and darkness and the corruption of homosexuality, we're in trouble, folks. You know, I was reading an article in, it says, both Sao Paulo and New York City have drawn crowds of about 4 million to their pride celebrations, making them the largest events in the world. Cities like Madrid and Toronto and San Francisco also regularly draw hundreds of thousands and sometimes millions, millions. Can I tell you, the only freedom that our nation has from this vile corruption is Jesus. It's not okay to be gay. I love you with all my heart. Don't get mad at me. But I'm going to tell you the truth because I love you. And there are many that are listening to me today, and you have family, you have loved ones. I know, I have loved ones in my family too. And I love them, but I do not allow them to parade themselves. Oh, they get mad at me. Yes, they do. And they get upset. But you know what? If I don't make my stand, how will they get to heaven? If I go and I allow them to sweep me in to what they really want to do, when it's a seducing, lying, deceptive spirit, where will they stand in the end? Can I tell you, the Bible says, Jesus said these words in Matthew chapter 7. He said, enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Do you realize how many are being swept into the gay movement? He said, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. We are seeing today the false doctrines of even many churches that have allowed same-sex marriage. They're not pastors. They're not true churches. They're not true Christians. I'm sorry, but they're not. They are false prophets. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. And Jesus warned us about them. He said, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing. It's okay to be gay. No. Who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. Can I tell you, you have got to be careful. God warned the Israelites of the evil that was in the land, and he warned them, and he warned not to join them. God gave a description of the people and what they were doing. Do you know when? In Leviticus chapter 18, he said these words in verse 22, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. Nor shall you mate with any animal to defile yourself with it. Nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is perversion." Do you realize the next thing they're trying to approve is bestiality? Can I tell you, you never would have thought that. Not only that, but you know what else they're pushing to approve? Nambula. Do you know what that is? Older men having sex with children that are 5 years and younger. You see, you know, a long time ago, the lady Anita Bryant said something really powerful. Anita Bryant said these words. She said, "Homosexual men cannot reproduce, so they recruit." That's a powerful statement there. And you know when she said that? Back in 1970. She tried to warn everyone. Did you know that? Let me tell you what God told Israel. He said, "Do not defile yourself with any of these things, for by all these the nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you. For the land is defiled, therefore I visit the punishment of its iniquity upon it, and the land vomits out its inhabitants. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments. You shall not commit any of these abominations, either any of your own nation or any stranger who dwells among you. For all these abominations the men of the land have done who were before you, and thus the land is defiled, lest the land vomit you out. Also, when you defile it, as it vomited out the nations that were before you, for whoever commits any of these abominations, the persons who commit them shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore, you shall keep my ordinances so that you do not commit any of these abominable customs which are committed before you, that you do not defile yourselves by them. For I am the Lord your God." Can I tell you, as we get closer and closer and closer to the coming of the Lord, we're going to see the vile corruption get worse and worse and worse. You and I have to understand something. We have got to stand for what is right. Jesus warned us.
Well, that's the Old Testament. That's Leviticus.
And you know what people say?
Well, do you eat shellfish?
No, not really. I don't like fish at all, quite frankly. Others do, but that's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about shellfish. You don't have sex with shellfish, darling. He's talking about homosexuality here. But you know what he says in Matthew? This is Jesus's word. Look what he says. He says, "And whoever will not receive you or hear your words when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable," there's that word for you, "for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. For behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Do you know what Jesus was saying there? He's saying, you know what? I'm going to send you out in the midst of corruption, and you're going to have to preach my word. But you know the scary part, he said? He said, you know what? It will be worse for the person who does not hear, receive, and obey God's word. Even worse for them than it was for Sodom and Gomorrah. And if you go back and you read about Sodom and Gomorrah, that makes your hair stand up. If the judgment of not heeding God's word today is worse than what came upon Sodom and Gomorrah, then I would pay attention. You know, you have to understand something here. As we get closer to the coming of the Lord, we're going to see wicked increase. Wickedness is going to increase and increase and increase. And Jesus warned us about what was going to take place in the end times. Yet, at the same time, listen to me, we the church, those who are called out of darkness, He has empowered us with the Holy Spirit's power, dynamite power. We have got to stand strong. A lot of times people don't understand. We give warning, warning, warning. I've been preaching for years. Warning, warning, warning. Oh, I don't want to hear it. Oh, please, please. Oh, don't invite her. She's going to preach to us. You ought to be glad I'm preaching to you. Can I tell you what's going to happen? One day, there's going to be a judgment that's going to come upon the land. And this is why I continually preach this word. There is going to be a great white throne judgment. When? One day when God says, that's it, that's the last sermon that'll ever be preached. One day God will say, that's it. That last homosexual sin will be done with. That one lie will be done with. That one thief, his thievery will be done. One day, everything will be done, and God will call, boom, and we will have the great white throne judgment. Every man, every woman, every person, young and old, black and white, it doesn't matter what nationality, you will stand before the throne of God. Do you realize so many people don't realize that that judgment is coming? Can I tell you, did you know there's a bank in heaven? I'm not talking about your tithes, so don't get all huffy and puffy. Did you know there's a bank in heaven? Did you know people are storing up something, treasures in heaven? Can I tell you what kind of treasures? I'll prove it to you. Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Let's go there. All right. Reading in Romans chapter 2. But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, in other words, you refuse to repent, you are treasuring up for yourselves wrath in the day of wrath and the revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to their deeds, eternal life to those who by patient, continuous in doing good, seek for glory, honor, and immortality, but to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. Whoa. There's a bank in heaven. What are you storing up? You see, you don't want to store up the wrath of God for yourselves. You want to serve God with all your heart. You want to serve Him with all of your heart, mind, and soul. You know, the world's going to get more corrupt. We know that. But you have got to make a decision, you yourself, to serve God. Romans chapter 9, reading in verse 22. What if God wanting to show His wrath and to make His power known, endured with much long suffering, the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? Let me back it up and read a little bit. Does not the potter have power over the clay, from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and the other for dishonor? What if God, wanting to show His wrath and to make His power known, enduring with such long-suffering, the vessels of wrath prepared for destruction, and that He might make known the riches of His glory on the vessels of mercy, which He had prepared beforehand for glory, even us whom He called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. You see, God has a people that have not bowed their knee, and God is calling you now. You're listening to my program, and you have allowed yourself to come into the lies and the demonic forces of Satan to tell you, well, you know what, it's their life, they can do whatever they want, and, you know, I just go to support them. Stop it. Stop it. Why? Because Bible tells you and I in Romans chapter 1, reading in the very last verse of chapter 1, but who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. You see, if you don't make a stand against the unrighteous acts of sodomy and lesbianism, a transgender, men dressed like women, women dressed like men, if you don't make a holy stand before God and you begin to partner with them, you begin to say, well, you know what? I'm okay. They're okay. It's not my fault. No, stop it. Because the hardness of their heart, they are storing up in the bank of heaven the wrath that's going to come down upon them. We have got to stand for what is right in the sight of God. And some have paid a very high price to stand for what is right. When I think about Anita Bryant, do you realize then on October 14th in 1977, do you know that while she was speaking at an event in Iowa, this is where this whole thing started. She began to stand to promote her campaign to roll back the anti-discrimination laws protecting the LGBTQ people. Why? Because she had four children and they were going to allow them to go into the school and teach her children. And she said, no, I'm a Christian. I have Christian values. Those are my children. And you know what? I do not want them indoctrinated. And she said, Christians, we've got to come together and stand against this. But you know what? Part of the Christians stood with her and part of the Christians said, you know what? I'm not touching this. You know, I'm sorry. And you know what? Anita Bryant, that day when she was speaking boldly against that, they picked up a pie and they threw it right in her face, right in camera. Do you know who she was? She was Miss Tulsa in 57. She was runner-up for Miss America in 1960. And she was also the spokesman for Florida Orange Juice. You remember her singing, Florida Orange Juice, da-da-da. She did that commercial all the time. She was a pop singer. She had three golden records. She was a Christian. She was born again. She performed at halftime at the Super Bowl in 1971. Can I tell you, she lived with her husband and four children. And you know what? She stood strong against that. She said, no, I have Christian values, and this is going to come against the Christian value, and it's going to come against the family between the husband and wife. She stood strong year after year and day after day. Can I tell you, some people stood with her, and later on, a lot of people said, you know what? We don't need to stand. You need to stand. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, therefore, since we have this ministry, we have received mercy. We do not lose heart, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in the craftiness or handling the word of God deceitfully, but by the manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants of Jesus' sake. For it is God who commended light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Oh, but we have this treasure. Jesus is the treasure that lives within us. The treasure, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power of God, oh, may be of God and not of ourselves. Why do we preach this gospel? Why am I standing today? Because some of you have been blinded by the lies of Satan. Some of you have been molested. Some of you have been raped. Some of you had terrible home lives, and the devil twisted that hard time and took you over to a seducing, lying spirit. And he's trying to make you think that you are gay. It's not okay to be gay. I love you with all my heart, mind, and soul. And I'm telling you, Jesus wants to set you free. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. You know, the Bible says, how then shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? I am preaching to you today. Satan is a liar. Don't let him bring you into the chambers of hell. judgment is not for you. It's for those that continually rebel against God. Turn to Jesus today. Repent of that sin of sodomy. Repent of lesbianism. Repent of lust. Repent of drunkenness. Repent of selfishness. Repent of whatever you know is not of God. Oh, can I tell you, come to Jesus. Every person will stand before God. Elon Musk will stand before God. Bill Gates will stand before God. The prostitute will stand before God. The preacher will stand before God. Every man, every woman, young and old, rich and poor, will stand before God. America, we have to understand, we must repent. We must not give our land over to corruption. We cannot just say it's okay. Stand, Christian. Stand strong. Though none go with me, yet will I follow. The cross before me, the world behind me. Stand for Jesus, dear saint. I love you. You're listening to my program. Your children have come out and said, Mom, I'm gay. You know what? You pray for them. And you tell them, I love you, but God did not call you to be gay. I love you, and that's a lie from the pit of hell. You lay your hands on them and pray for them. You take them to the Word of God and tell them they're fearfully and wonderfully made, and tell them that Jesus loves them and will deliver them. Amen. I love you. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story. A murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Are you discouraged? Not seeing the power of God moving in the church? Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is powerful. His word is living. His healing is of today. Come join us at A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain. Dr. Luana preaches every Sunday, 10 a.m. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain is located at 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California, 92065. Come and experience the power of God.
Holy Spirit, flow
through me. Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry? Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.